Where were you the first time you saw Psycho? I remember where I was. My very first night at college at a freshman mixer. Why school officials thought Psycho would be a good introduction to college life, I'll never know. But I don't think many of us took showers for a while. When it was originally released in 1960, negative reviews described Psycho as a blot on an honorable career and plainly a gimmick movie. But Psycho was a groundbreaking film that forever changed American cinema and America itself. That's the argument that film critic David Thompson makes in his new book, The Moment of Psycho: How Alfred Hitchcock Taught America to Love Murder. Thompson writes, among other things, about the making of that signature scene, one of the most famous in film history.
Everybody said the shower sequence, the killing, it really is a very nasty scene. How are we going to do that? How are you going to do it, Hitch? And in the script that he was sort of working towards, it, there was a very simple account of a knife coming into view and lopping the head off with one stroke. Now, but of course, that was not enough for Hitch. He said, oh, no.
That's over too fast.
Much too quickly. If you've got a good thing, take your time over it. Almost as if it was a sexual act, you know. And he said, we're going to need a whole week to shoot the sour sequence. It may only play for a minute on screen, but it may be the most intense minute there's ever been in American film, and we're going to take our time over it. Hitchcock was determined that the murder should be beautiful. And I think there you get to what he was really after. The outrage, the great outrage, is that the murder sequence should be one of the most beautiful sequences ever filmed. Because he was a man who believed, he thought, in pure film and telling a story through the visuals.
I guess I've always found it so violent it hasn't really struck me that it's beautiful. What's beautiful about that scene?
What is beautiful about it is the composition. It's the editing. It's the way in which the rhythm in the editing and the music builds and creates a whole. It's the way in which the audience is taken on an immense ride by the sequence. And it's the way in which they feel they have seen much, much more than they have. When you come out of the shower sequence, you think you've seen a knife going into a body time and again. Hitchcock took immense, meticulous pride in saying, you know, there's not a single shot where you see a knife point actually piercing skin. You think you've seen it because I've created the impression of it. This is the kind of craft, the very cold-blooded craft that he was obsessed with, where I'm bound to say, I agree with you. I think he did sometimes lose touch with ordinary human feelings.
One of the most shocking things about that shower scene, especially for audiences at the time, is that the main character, Marion Crane, who's played by Janet Leigh, is killed off only 40 minutes into the film. Had this ever happened before?
No, I don't think as directly and as radically as that. Because, you know, when we watch films, We take in the information through a character. We identify with a character. We work out the story. We come to like them or dislike them, but we think we know where we are with them. And if you suddenly remove one of those characters, and certainly if one of those characters is played by the biggest star in the film, then the audience suddenly feels lost. And I can remember 40 minutes or so into the film, because that's really when it occurs, first time I saw it, you think, where do I attach myself now? Where do I find any sort of consolation or cover? With whom do I identify? Or am I really alone in this strange place where, for all I know, similar violence is going to be visited upon me any minute? And I can actually remember saying to myself, sort of saying to the film, oh, please, film, don't do that again just yet. You know, in a film like that, 40 minutes on, that if it's done something that terrible...
There's more coming.
You know there's more coming, but please give me a break. Let me try and calm down and gather myself. And that, of course, is when this strange character, Norman Bates, appears and cleans up and acts as if he's extremely shocked and horrified by the whole thing, which is more or less your response. So you cross over at that point, and going from Marion, you begin to identify with Norman. Now, of course, for all of those who know the film, and I think that's virtually everyone now, you know that what Hitchcock has done is just prepare a much greater trap for you.
How much of a part in that shower scene, well, how much of a part in the whole movie did Bernard Herrmann's musical score play?
I think it was vital. Hitch had worked with Herrmann quite a few times, and Herrmann was a really very, very accomplished musician. He had a career as a composer, quite apart from the stuff he did for the movies. And, you know, remember, he had done Citizen Kane and things like that, and would go on to do Taxi Driver at the end of his career. He's a man whose music we know, we have it in our heads. And there's a story that the crew on the film, many of whom had worked with Hitch often before, were joking during the shooting of the film, and they said, you know, Hitch, this is really going a bit far. You're really going over the taste line here. And I'm not sure that people are going to be drawn into it or whether they're going to start laughing at it, because it's pretty close to ridiculous sometimes. Well, one day near the end of the shooting, Herrmann came in, and he had composed some music, and he'd recorded it. And just to see how it went, they laid this little bit of music over one scene, and all of a sudden, everyone got it. The music lifts the film from that borderline of plausibility into a kind of Grand Guignol opera-like feeling. And the music is tremendously important to the film.
The subtitle of your book is How Alfred Hitchcock Taught America to Love Murder. Do you really think Psycho taught America to love murder, or do you think that was already the case and maybe Psycho just confirmed Americans' lust for violence?
You and I know what good citizens we are, and of course we disapprove of murder entirely and totally. However, let me remind you that by the late 1980s, there was a film, won the Best Picture Oscar, called The Silence of the Lambs, in which Hannibal Lecter, who really was a good deal more shocking than Norman Bates, Hannibal Lecter becomes an adorable, jokey figure. And when he says, I think I'm going to have him for dinner, talking about the doctor who has tormented him, everyone laughs at the end of the film. In the sequel, Hannibal, Lecter is nearly the heroine's lover. What I'm talking about is a process where we have allowed ourselves to indulge and play with murderers and other criminals, and that they have become something quite unlike the appalling villainous figures they are in real life. They have become very entertaining figures. And again, I think Psycho... Don't forget that title. People didn't really know what the title meant in 60 because films had not dealt with disturbed personalities. It was part of the code that you were not really supposed to have unbalanced, mentally ill characters because you might come close to making fun of them. No one really wanted to do that. But what it meant was that madness was played for humor in films, rather more than as a serious thing. Psycho introduces the disturbed personality as a central character, and that character is all over the place today.
One of the most remarkable things about Psycho, I think, is that it's so undated. In fact, Malcolm Jones recently wrote in Newsweek that Psycho not only doesn't seem dated, it feels almost contemporary, like a kind of Dorian Gray movie. You know, we get older, but it doesn't. What do you think of that idea?
I agree totally. It was really the reason why I picked this film, because the publisher had said, pick a film that you think changed the movies, but you know that is still a film that people can see today, and they get it. And horror, and obviously this is a horror film, horror dates very quickly. If you remember, between the first and the second release of The Exorcist, we became so much hipper about these kind of things. And The Exorcist became much more of a funny film, not nearly as frightening. Psycho, I think, for anyone who's seeing it for the first time, is still a test. It's still a very frightening film. And that's because Hitchcock was a master. Whether we call him a great artist or a great entertainer, I don't think it really matters. Hitchcock could sit you down with a film and give you one of the most intense experiences of your life.
David Thompson is the author of The Moment of Psycho, How Alfred Hitchcock Taught America to Love Murder.